We are learning Masechtas Beyo, the Chavtes Omer Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chavtes Omer Aleph. Adabre Rav Chisto, the Ravona Ukva Vadarish. Rav Chisto was taking Ravona Ukva for a walk. He was taking him through the streets of the city, and he darshened the halacha. Lo yimded Adam Sa'irim v'yitim v'mehemta v'yamtif. You are now allowed to measure out Sa'irim and give it in front of the behema on Yontif, because it looks like I'm measuring it in order to sell, and therefore I cannot measure, even though the behemoth needs a certain amount of Sa'irim, I don't want to overfeed him, but the halacha is that you cannot do that on Yontif. So what do? You take a keli that holds a kav or kabayim, it's different amounts, you hold that type of utensil, and you dig out from the Sa'irim that amount, and automatically gets measured that way. That's not the way they sell it. When they sell it, They take by hand, they fill it up in the cup. That's the way they measure. This is not the derech of measuring, therefore it's machinery, and therefore it's mutter. And you're not worried about anything. V'hanachtoim, and our halacha is that v'hanachtoim, the baker, moided tavlin, Rashi speaks out, the baker doesn't always only bake bread, he also cooks kederis, also called a nachtoim. So v'anachtoim moided tavlin, he's allowed to measure tavlin on yontiv, and noisim asech derasa, and puts it into the kedera, kedesh le'yaktiach tavshiloi. He's putting in very strong spices, putting in black pepper. If he doesn't measure it out, it's going to burn, which means will make the dish too sharp. And therefore, in order to make the dish taste good, the halach is, you're allowed to measure out the spices. As Mishbura speaks out, if the derech is that even the weekday, when he puts in spices, he doesn't measure it out, he just estimates how much it needs, the halacha is that you can't measure out. Only if it's in a case where it has to be exact, if not, the food will get ruined, then you're allowed to measure out the spices. My dad is Isha Kamach V'yamtiv. We're talking about making a dough with flour. Now, usually, you don't need an exact amount. You could be off a little bit. You could estimate to make a dough. But here, the halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, you have to give 1/24, 1 out of 24, to the kohen as a hafroshos challah. And if a person doesn't know exactly how much flour it is, she will probably give less to the kohen, because you can't imagine that such a big dough. So Amar Rav, my dad is Isha Kamach V'yomtiv, and Nisena Sech Yisasa, you can measure out the flour and put it into the Isa, Kedei Shtitul Challah Ba'ayin Yafa, in order to take challah Ba'ayin Yafa with a generous amount. Because she's going to say, oh, it's not so much, but if she knows exactly how much it is, she'll give more generously. But Shmuel Amas, so Shmuel says that's not a heter. It's the ma'isa, since the food will be fine, therefore, just give challah correctly, and it's not a reason to be able to measure out. Shmuel ma'isa, well, frankly, my father, Shmuel mutter. Ma'isa, Shmuel said of a braisa that it's mutter, so how could Shmuel say it's asa? Is it mutter asa? I'm a baya, hashto, I'm a Shmuel asa. Now that Shmuel said asa, the tono, the beis Shmuel, and the beis marriage of Shmuel, they bring that a braisa that it's mutter. They say that it's mutter from the beis marriage of Shmuel. It's the tesefta that he made. Rashi explains, but tesefta shesida Shmuel mitanam shalafanav. Just like Rabbi Chiya and Ishia set up teseftas, Shmuel had different prices called tesefta also. And his tesefta said mutter, but the ma'isa Shmuel himself said also. So since tesefta says mutter, Shmuel says also, it must be Shmuel is telling you halacha l'ma'isa. Shmuel halacha l'ma'isa asla shmir. Shmuel teaches us halacha l'ma'isa. Even though the price is a mutter l'ma'isa, it's asr, which means the concept of halacha ve'ein moirim kain, which means the halacha be'ikar adin, that's mutter. Well, l'ma'isa, he paskin that it's asr. So what comes from our Gemara is that really be'ikar adin, it's mutter to measure out in order to give challah. Tosfos speaks out that b'zman hazeh, it's not the gay this whole halacha, because b'zman hazeh, first of all, we don't give the challah to the kain. That's number one. Number two is we burn the challah. And also, we don't give exact share. We give a kazayis challah. And since you don't have to make a frosh challah with a 1/24th, of course, there's no heter to measure out the flour, especially since you don't have to have exact amount, and therefore, bezvan hazeh, it's also to do. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein shoinin kemach b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to do sift the challah, the kemach on yomtiv, for the second time. That means that sifting is one of the halachas that are asur on yontif, even though it's v'eichel nefesh. Like we learned a few times in Masechtas Beya, not all malachas are mutter b'shem v'eichel nefesh. According to Rashi, anything that could have been done, that could have been done before yontif, is not mutter on yontif. For example, tzeda, trapping. The halacha is you have to do it before yontif. Same thing with merakin. Merakin is sifting the flour. Sifting flour doesn't have to be done fresh. It could be done yesterday. Therefore, sifting the challah, the kemach, sifting the flour is usher to do on yontif. But here we're talking about doing it the second time. They already sifted it before yontif. And now, the second time, you're not really doing much. You're talking about the same type of sifter. You're not really adding anything on by a second sifter. So you would think maybe it's mutter to do. Kamash v'lon, ain't shoinim kemach b'yontif. You can't do it for the second time because because it looks like I'm doing sifting. It looks like that's right. You can't do it on yontif because, first of all, I could have done it before yontif. And I am not really doing anything. But l'maisa, since I could have done it before yontif and sifting be'etzem is also, you can't do it for the second time on yontif. You are allowed to do it for the second time on yontif. It's not a tircha, and everyone sees that you're not really doing a real sifting, and therefore it's mutter to do on yontif. Since it's mutter on yontif, b'shavim shemnafal sechet tzvarik kisem. Everyone agrees that if a rock fell into the flour or a little toothpick, that you can't get it out. Shoshanim, you're allowed to do it again. You're allowed to do it and sift it again. And pshat is because there it's a tzairich. And you're not really trying to make the kemach better. You're trying to get something out. And this you couldn't do from before yontif. Because the rock fell in on yontif. So therefore, you couldn't do this before yontif. And therefore, you are allowed to do this on yontif. That's the few Rashi's pshat. Rashi, everything's totally if you could have done before yontif. Since I could not done this before yontif, therefore the halacha is that it's mutter to do on yontif. There are other Rishonim who have other pshatim in why merakid is also on yontif. Let's say the Ran learns, because the rock and the sifting is usually something in the Yom Rabim. So by the Ram will say that if a rock falls in, that's not the type of sifting. It's the only Yom Rabim, therefore it's mutter to do on yontif. So nothing more about it. Tani Tanakh Medra Rabina, ain't chenim kemach v'yontif. You're not allowed to sift the flour a second time on yontif. I've not felt soror or kisim, but if a rock or a little toothpick fell in, barer b'yodai. Let it be barer b'yodai. You shouldn't put it in a sifter, but you can take it out by hand. That's what this Brisa said. Amalei Ravina said, "Kol shekind aser." Of course, it's aser. The havdik bayer. See, this is worse because this is bayer. Bayer in this case is a normal way of doing bayer, and since it's a normal way of doing bayer, it's worse. It's worse to do it this way. It's better to do it with a sifter, which is not the normal way of taking out rocks or toothpicks, and therefore it's better if you did it with a sifter than do it by hand. Amalei. Darish Rava Baravuna Zuti Epischo Naradoi. Rava Baravuna, the small one, darshined on the door of Naradoi, the door of the city. Shoin in Kamach Yantif. You're allowed to put the Kamach into Sifta a second time a Yantif. Omnu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman tells this person who said over his Brisa, tells Rava Baravuna, Puku. And tell my friend Rava, take your favors and put on the thorns. Basically, I don't need your brisa. We know. Look around on Yontif. The sifters are going around Adai. Everyone's lending everyone the sifters. Avada, everyone knows already. You're allowed to sift the kemach the second time on Yontif. We don't need your brises. It's simple. The wife of Rav Yosef. When she sifted the flour for the second time, the first time she did it from four yontif, when she did it for the second time, she used to do it a gabba de maluta. She used to turn around the sifter and do it on the back of it. Why? To do a shinui. So you see, there was a matir legamri only with a shinui. Amalah chazi dana rifta ma'ay sabina. I see that I really need very good flour, very fine flour. I want very good bread. So please do it the right way, because it's mutter to do. Don't do this chumra of making a shinui. We don't need a shinui. You're allowed to do the sifting the second time, and I want very good sifted flour, very fresh, very good bread, without any impurities in it. So do it the second time. You're allowed to do it. It's mutter to do it on the second time, Ayantif. V'su der Vashi nala kimcha agaba de v'sayra. When the wife of Ravashi used to do the sifting for the second time, he did it. She did it agava de pesayra. Rashi learns it means that every table had a built-in sifter, and she turned over the table and did it on the back of the table, which is a shinui. Tosfos learns that it wasn't they did sifting on a table; just they usually did a sifting and the flour landed up in like a utensil, like a little pail that caught the flour. Here, she did it on the table, and that was the shinui. But either way, either Rashi Pshat or Tosfos Pshat, the wife of Rav Ashi sifted the flour for the second time with a shinui. Amar Rav Ashi, Hodi Don, my wife, Barti de Ram Machama, is the daughter of Ram Machama. But Ram Machama married over the Hava. Ram Machama was very redactic in his meisim. We love the Chazi Ben Oshav. Not that she saw this by her father's house, Leava Avda, she would not have done it. And therefore, he's saying that it must be that you have to do it with a shinui because that's what she saw in her father's house. Actually, it says here Rami Bachama, it's a big tumult in the Achrenim, the Rami Bachama could not have been the father-in-law of Ashi because he was much earlier, and therefore there's some changes to Rami Ba'aba. I and the Karban Asanel and all the Mefarshim that discuss this name, Rami Bachama, who was really Rav Ashi's father-in-law. Zokta Mishtavaita. Hoylech Adam, a person could go on Yontav Etzachemini to the Chemini that he's, that Haragel Estoy, that he usually buys from, and will give it to him on credit without any questions asks. And Vayim Aloyin tells him, Tainli Beitzim Vagoizim Minyan, give me 20 eggs, 20 nuts, it's not a problem. He let us say a number, it's not a problem. Shkein Derech Baal Bayis Liyas Mayna, it's very normal, so basically, it's very normal in the house to ask one of your Bnei Beis, one of the people in your house, for a certain number of eggs, and it doesn't look like Mekach or Memkach. Tanur Rabbana, Lintar Reis Ech Adam, Ayon Tavetz Raya, he goes to the Raya. Rasha, sometimes the Raya used to sell animals. So he goes, it's a Raya, Ragel Etzlai, to the Raya that he's used to going to. Vayim Aloy, and he tells the Raya, Tengli, Gediecha, give me one little goat, or Tleecha, one little sheep. It's a Tabach, Ragel Etzlai, go to the regular butcher. Vamli ten kosvech, give me one shoulder, that's the girsa, yerech achas, so one thigh. It's a patim, harogel, so you go to the one who fattened the chickens. You went to that person. Vamli ten li tar echad, give me one pigeon, one duck. It's a nachtam, harogel, so you went to your regular baker. Vamli ten li kikach, give me one chala, a gluskach, one Danish. Vaisel chemni, harogel, so you go to the store. Vamli ten li eshen beitzim, give me 20 beitzim, chamish megoizim, 50 nuts. Sarah Farskim, 10 peaches, Chamisha Remindim, 5 Remindim, Eskri Echad. You let it go and give a number. Or Vach, Liaskim, Skum Mida. But you can't mention the skum of the weight, a Kava Kavayim Rash says. Shem Lazo, Yemel, Vach, Liaskim, Skum Mekach. Can't say the price of it, how much money is worth. But as long as you don't do that, it's mutter to do on Yontiv, it's not a problem. You can mention the amount, that is fine. And at Khan, we learned all about buying things in Yontif. If someone needs something in Yontif, you're allowed to go get something in Yontif. As long as you don't mention the price or mention the weight, which that looks in Mechem Amkar, it's mutter to take it from the Chemini on Yontif. Hadrin, Aloch, Perek, Ein Sodin, Bli Neder, for those that finished it.